Form Radio. I had here with me DJ More to Come, a perennial guest, and a first-time guest, first-time caller, long-time listener, Emma Khan, aka DJ. I keep forgetting.
I'm here to hang out.
DJ, here to hang out. That was Puccini, and this is Samantha Urbani, Go Deeper. And next up, we have Hymn Hunters International. Enjoy.
Hello, welcome to Hymn Hunters International. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Hope you enjoyed DJ Paprika's tunes. Today, Lauren and I have something special planned. It is our third annual spooky show. Because, Lauren, why? Even it's not Halloween. The world is so spooky right now, y'all. And it's been spooky for a while. Yeah. Just getting spookier.
Let's start with a quick Halloween recap. We're past Halloween now.
Yeah, thank God.
Do you have any like Halloween events, costumes,
horror stories? No, I did a bad thing on Halloween. Which is I stole a piece of clothing from my sister's closet that I decided she didn't use anymore, which I knew she didn't.
Oh,
and
no.
I ripped it up and painted on it.
Uh-huh.
I put it on my Instagram story, and she saw it and was very upset with me.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and then wanted to Venmo charge me, or did Venmo charge me for this sweatshirt that she
I love that.
Has not worn in 2 years.
I love that.
But I should have asked her.
Right. That's fair.
Nevertheless,
she persisted.
I wasn't going to say it, but you did. What about you?
That's great. My Halloween went pretty smoothly, I would say. Abroad changed us, which was my
costume?
Night one costume, went over very well.
3 minutes in, we've already mentioned Abroad. That's one. keeping tally, folks.
And me and Amy dressed up together, of course, as Abroad changed us because we went to Paris. So we dressed up like French people. And then the other night me and my housemates did the Peanuts, which was very
That's
wholesome.
Super wholesome.
Very wholesome. So overall, good.
Nice.
I would say net positive last Hello Weekend as a college student. Ooh. Which is as an undergrad student, which is kind of crazy. But yeah, there you go. What was like the best costume that you saw?
Oh, that's a good question.
I'm trying to think of like really good ones I saw. I mean, there were some good ones.
Now my mind is blank.
I know.
Oh, Emma, who was just on the show, she was Hillary Clinton's book, What Happened? That's funny.
I like that.
Yeah. I can't think of many right now, though.
Okay, if you're my friend and had a good costume, text me so I can call in. I'm sure there was many
one of
good costumes.
My focusers, two of them were Fragile Masculinity.
Oh my god, cute. What do they dress up as?
They were like they dressed up as like gym bros, but then they wrapped themselves in bubble wrap.
Wait, that's kind of funny. Yeah, I really like that.
Yeah,
that's good. Yeah, but I saw a couple people that were the T, which is like always a classic.
Huh.
I don't know. There were some good costumes. Okay, so spooky music.
Yeah, let's play a song.
Okay, let's play a song. I have a song I want to play, and I don't think it's not spooky, and I'm trying to think of like ways I can spin it to make it spooky, but it's just not spooky. It's a song I like. So should we start with that?
Yeah, just play that song.
Okay, maybe this is a little spooky. It's from my October 2017 Spotify playlist, now made public so my life partner, Amy, can listen to it.
Oh, man. You make it easy.
I know. But October 2017, making my playlist. This song is called Umi by a band called Yachtstay, and I could be pronouncing that completely wrong, so I'm really sorry if I am. If I am, text me or call me and correct me. But it's a really chill, nice song. It's kind of midterm season right now, so yeah, it's been a little stressful.
And we will play spooky music.
We will play spooky music, but I kind of want to start with this. It's just a nice jam. It's a nice slow jam, and that's all I have to say about it. So enjoy.
Thank you.
Okay, Lauren. Oh, am I back on the
You're
air?
Back on the
That's
air.
Jerk, but that was no spooky song.
It wasn't spooky. I said it wasn't spooky. It's
was
just
the first song it's just so, of the spooky show.
I know. I just feel like we weren't really prepared with spooky songs. You know what I mean? So I had to jump in there.
Is spooky?
She's a little spooky. She's got some spooky stuff going on.
Why? Okay. Why are like these? Maybe I'll play some Lana. Wait, I have a song that I can play that's spooky.
Okay.
So, L.A. Love. Okay, this is one Fergie. I don't know why
Fergie?
I said Fergie. This is one Fergie tried to come back and, like, really failed miserably.
Wait, was this, like, before or after MILF money?
This was before. Oh, my God. There's no non... Like, why is this song explicit, Fergie?
Fergie, you're a family woman. Where's the non-explicit version? Is she still married to
Josh
Dumel?
I found a non-explicit version.
Okay, good.
Duhamel.
Sorry, Duhamel.
I have no idea how it's pronounced. I'm just speaking out of my bleeps. Yeah, let's play this bad song. I think this song is spooky because Fergie tried to come back but just ended up making...
Can you not? Yeah, it's a little loud outside. Sorry.
Just did a song where all she did was just like say the names of cities.
Oh yeah, you showed me this song.
It's so bad.
Okay, I'm really excited. You're on aux one, right?
Wait, what's the difference? Hold on.
I think
This is.
I think that's.
What aux are you on?
I think I'm on aux two. You're on aux one.
Okay,
ready. We're really prepared. Okay, here we go.
Ice cold, heart is like a cool box. Tell them where I'm from, finger on the pump, make the six straight jump from SoCal, Hollywood to the slums, chronic smoke, get burnt by the California sun on the west side, east coast where you at, just got to New York like a net on a jet to London, to Brazil, to Quebec, like the whole damn world, to Quebec, to Ferg, tell them lay back, slow down, better represent when we come to your town, so lay back. Slow down, what you represent when we come to your dance? Get in with the business, I'ma be there in a minute. I just booked a Paris ticket, thinking Russia need a visit. I'ma run it to the limit, and me, on my way to Venice. LA got the people saying, la, 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 la. Brooklyn saying. From the plaque to the everything fat, got muzzled on a track. My girls all stacked. When I roll down the window, let me know where you at. Atlanta, North South, Kekalak, Texas Grill, Cadillacs, through Miami, then back to London, Jamaica, then France. The whole damn world took effect to fart. Tell them, lay back, slow down. Better represent when we come to your town. So lay back, slow down. What you represent when we come to your dance? Get in with the business when I come from Kansas City. Hit Manila till it's Christmas, out to India. Visit Puerto Rico, it's exquisite. Bring my people back to Venice. LA got the people saying, la, 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 la. Moscow saying, la, 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 la. Espana, la, 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 la. Kingston saying, la, 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 la. San Diego saying, la, 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 la. Shutdown saying, la, 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 la. Dominique saying, la, 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 la. La Puente saying, la, 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 la. Ibiza.
WESCSIDE. Where you from?
I'm from Westside, California, baby.
Weed in our backyard, the melon, it ain't hard.
My mama be like, why is you so red?
Have you ever seen a gangster nigga make $1 billion?
Drake did it, he from LA, so pop your cop.
The LAPD be all over me, trying to ban me from my own BT. But for no reason, the cops just killed that. Home on the ride, the king ride, this shit been wild. I hit the club and party like I scored a touchdown. I pop a bottle and all the models wanna fuck
we
down.
Jamming on Pico, bossing over on Sunset. Or I could take you to Venice Beach and watch the sunset. Or I could take you to the Blippers game, court seat, floor side, eating all Roscoe chicken wings.
Amsterdam saying, Frisco saying, Switzerland saying, Sao Paulo saying, Joburg saying, Mexico saying, Stockholm saying, Jamaica.
You wanna kill this shit? Don't feel what I'm We like to love it. We like to love it. We like to love it.
Wait, hey, is it still on?
This is some, I think it is. This is some quality DJing right here. Putting on some background. Hold music. On. I don't think it's on.
Take us as, oh, man.
There it is. I can
there
hear it.
There it is. Okay, nice. I'll put it on my one bad ear.
Wait, we sound like awful. It's fine. Okay, so for those of you who are unaware, this is called... What's it called?
This is called... Haunted Marionette, the sounds of Halloween. Can you make it a little louder?
Yeah.
Nice. So Lauren.
Yeah.
Tell me, what is the spookiest thing that has happened to you at Tufts University?
I just want you to know.
Matriculating.
I want you to know that this sounds wild when it's like on in the earphones.
Whoa. This is fun.
This is really fun, actually. Okay, spookiest thing that's happened to me at Tufts. Man, I'm really trying to think.
Do you think the music's too loud?
No, I don't think it's well, I don't know. If our listeners think it's too loud, call us.
I just can't tell because we can hear our own voices, but I don't know what it like.
Right, I think it's okay.
I can't put the headphones on because my piercing is messed up.
One of the spookiest things that's happened to me at Tufts was like re-piercing Ben's ears in the bathroom of WMO.
Everyone's like always re-piercing my ears. I am not responsible enough to have piercings.
What was one of the spookiest things that's happened to you at Tufts? I feel like you have so many to choose from.
I have a lot of spooky Tufts stories.
I feel like you do. I do not.
Well, I think if we're doing a broad definition of spooky,
yeah,
you know, the whole fraternity thing is a little spooky.
Spooky.
I think something spooky is like, I'm convinced that like, well, maybe I shouldn't say this on the air, but I'm convinced that Tufts is watching us all.
Ben, that is really spooky.
I just think that we're under a surveillance state in ways that we don't know.
Yeah.
There's cameras popping up on campus.
Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me because, like, it's in the interest of the university, like, especially in a place like a university, like, you want to know what's going on, you know?
Yeah, like, TUPD is, like, driving around in unmarked vehicles. That's spooky.
Do you think they have, like plainclothes police officers, like, young-looking ones? We, like, think they're our friends.
When there was this, like, Oh, I probably shouldn't say this. Okay, when I was invited to an event.
Yeah.
I'm going to be vague.
Yeah.
It's the spooky theme.
Yeah.
For like a famous like politician thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like a round table that I was invited to.
This was at Tufts?
Yeah, which is very nice of Tufts. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah.
In the outside of where the event happened, like outside the room, there were TUPD officers, but dressed up in like normal clothes. Like kind of like Secret Service.
Ooh.
Like they were wearing like suits, but they didn't have clothes on them, but I knew they were TUPD because I like know what some of the officers are.
Yeah.
That was spooky.
That is spooky. Okay, I have a spooky story and I don't really know if I can tell this on air, but one time I was speaking to someone and they were talking about how they got invited to this like party and it wasn't like a normal party. This was like a risque party and like each room has a different theme and you go through the rooms and like risque things happen.
Clothed?
You're not clothed.
Oh,
I know.
That's spooky.
That is maybe the spookiest thing I've ever heard. And I was like, does that really exist? So if you're actually a member of that and if it exists,
call us. We can turn down the music. You know, one time I've been seeing a bunch of dead possums on campus. That's spooky.
Wait, you know what? A rabbit. Okay, this is actually really spooky. A dead rabbit ended up on the sidewalk outside of my house. It was like smushed.
A rabbit?
How does that get on the sidewalk? And then like it was covered in like maggots. It was really gross.
That's disgusting.
That's
you know
really
what's
spooky.
Spooky. Everyone should go on this Instagram account. It's called Sad Reacts Tufts. And it's of like cursed images on campus.
Is this like a new Tufts memes
kind
account?
Of. I've left all the meme pages.
Yeah.
And I'm really into Sad Reacts.
Sad Reacts. Wait, what's the handle again? Say it again.
Sad Reacts Tufts.
Okay. What's the content like?
Like, look, this one. Oh, maybe you'll be able to hear it because my phone's... Oh, no, I've turned on sound. It's just like a sprinkler going off, like, but malfunctioning.
That's
Hi, Jumbo.
So funny. Do you know who runs it?
No.
If you run Sad Reacts Tufts, we'd love to hear from you.
They ask for no dead animals.
That kind of is a problem at Tufts. Though I have to say, like, it's kind of sweet that so many places have rat and like cockroach and like other nasty problems, which like Tufts does have, but like more than anything we're just like overrun by bunnies, you know what I mean?
Yeah, although the Mab Lab where we make the Observer, we have a mascot. Uh-huh. So we call her our mouse.
Oh no.
There were mice in Bush Hall when I lived there.
Oh, I don't doubt that one. I found a cockroach in my room in Miller.
I wasn't even trying to kill the mouse, okay?
Wait, let's back up for a second. How did that
happen? There was a mouse in my friend's room, Megan's room. Uh-huh. And I was like, this was a different Megan than the one I live with now.
Mm-hmm.
And she was screaming. She was so afraid. So I'm like, I can try to like look for it.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would do if I found it.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I'm like, I moved her suitcase that was under her bed and the wheel crushed its neck. And then my RA just picked it up with her bare hands.
That is spooky.
Should we turn up the music? No, yeah. I'm kidding.
Wait, I'm kind of into this, like, the back. It sounds really good. I feel like we sound, like, super legit.
Yeah, why don't we ever do this?
I know some DJs that do it, but maybe we should start doing it more. Like, play, like, an instrumental track while they're talking, because it just sounds better.
Should I find another spooky track?
Yeah, maybe our listeners are getting tired of this one, which I don't blame them. Okay, in the meantime, I'm going to play another song. Ben clearly doesn't think my music choices are that spooky.
I remember a really good spooky song, right?
Okay. What have you been listening to this month?
Wait.
Oh, I love this.
Ooh. Was that you or the?
Yeah, no, that was me.
It said that this one has mad laughter.
Mad laughter. So, okay, let's talk about haunted houses.
Can you turn it up a little?
Yeah, I want to talk about haunted houses though.
No. Wrong. Okay. This is only for a kid's Halloween party.
Can you hear it?
Yeah.
I
never been to a haunted house.
I have never been to a haunted house either.
Would you like to go?
No, I don't think I would. And my friends went to one this year, not far away, where they can touch you. Like the haunted house people can touch you and they can like grab you and like pull you away from your
group. I don't like that.
I think I wouldn't like that. I feel like I would not do well in that situation.
Oh, did you hear the mad laughter?
I heard the mad laughter.
Ha ha.
Oh my God, this is so spooky. I love it. We're very on theme today.
I just heard scary music on Spotify.
New question. What's your favorite Halloween episode of a TV show?
Oh. Wait, I don't know, but I love Halloween episodes.
I do too.
What's your favorite?
Okay. Actually, the one that's on my mind is like not long or last week, I think Broad City, which I love Broad City.
Oh, I'm so behind on that.
Broad City did kind of, it was like a Halloween-ish episode and, it was really funny. Like Abby thought she was turning into a witch and she like was starting to get gray hair and then in the end they like celebrated the solstice. It was great. It was a really wild good episode. But also I feel like Office Halloween episodes never disappoint. This is so creepy.
Oh, Office has some good themed episodes.
They do.
We're like a week late to this. I'm loving it. When I was playing, what I'm trying to find is when I was playing Mafia for people during Focus, my phone was hooked up to Bluetooth and I found like really scary music that I put on when people were supposed to like die in the Mafia game.
I feel like when you're looking for scary, a good go-to for me is always the Jaws like theme song. Like the
I've been on that Jaws ride in Universal. That was wild. That was scary.
Was that spooky?
Because it's like you're on a real ass boat.
Yeah.
I wonder like how much that stuff costs.
To make or to...
Yeah.
Oh my, I don't... Too much.
I'm trying to find... Okay, what's like... What's a... You know what was a bad... you know what this... Okay, did you see the newest season of Orange is the New Black?
No.
Don't. But nonetheless, there's this like moment where they're like trying to make an episode like a slasher episode.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like that.
Mm.
I'm searching slasher music. 80s slasher music? No. Wait, this
is not what we're looking for.
Wait,
that's
Lauren,
creepy.
We haven't been keeping track of this. Never mind. Never mind. Don't listen to what we just said. what was like a spooky thing you've ate? Like what stuff in my fridge that's like a little too expired?
That's a really good question.
Do you believe in expiration dates?
I don't and I do. Here's the thing. I don't want to. I really don't. And I try to ignore them as best I can. But you know, sometimes you just can't help like sneak in a little peek at them and you're like, this expired like a week ago. Should I still, you know what I mean? It's that, that doubt goes through your mind. But here's my thing. I have a really very, I feel like I have a very strong like inner body system. Like my immune system is like very,
can't relate.
I feel like it's very strong. Like I don't get sick that often. Things don't really upset my stomach unless it's like dairy, which I shouldn't be eating. And so I feel like most things, like it just doesn't really bother me. You know what I mean?
This music is scary. I am. One time I was making a pasta dish a couple weeks ago. And I undercooked the chicken. And then I had to like pick it all out and cook it again. It was a mess.
Oh my God.
I should just microwave the pasta or something, but I wasn't in the moment thinking. Nevertheless.
Yeah. What's the spookiest thing you own?
My sister's old sorority clothes that I ripped up for Halloween. No. I own some of my ex's clothes still.
That's spooky. That's like, that's haunted, you know?
Totally haunted.
Have you ever been in a haunt, like not a haunted house, but like a house that is haunted?
My grandparents' old house was like kind of haunted.
Really?
She says it was very old, like from like the 19th century.
Mm-hmm.
And like very dusty.
Mm-hmm.
And like weird ass paint. What? You like,
I love the music. It's
like
just
weird ass paintings.
Yeah.
And like, just like would find, like my grandma would ask me to like go into the freezer to get her something and be from like, you know how you write the date, it'd be from the, like before I was born. She had things in the freezer for like 20 years.
Oh my God, I love that.
That's wild though.
That is wild.
Like I was like, I don't think you should still eat this.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a question. How long can something be in the freezer for?
Okay, I feel like when it's in the freezer, it's, to me, it's just kind of like when it starts looking bad. Like when it gets like bad freezer burn, like maybe that's when you throw it out. And that's what I feel like about most things. It's like if it smells bad or looks bad, like I won't eat it. But if it like looks fine, like I'm still gonna eat it, you know? Doesn't bother me that much. I also think like because of where I worked this past summer, like I was handling a lot of recently expired like produce and other items. Yeah. It just kind of like made me stop worrying about it so much, that, you know.
Can we play a real song?
Maybe it's time to play a real song. I have to say, like, I'm really enjoying this spooky music though.
Now I'm playing a different song.
Slasher music.
Wait, I'm gonna play a Lord song.
Okay, play a Lord song. And then I want to play another song.
Oh, what if I play Bad Liar by Selena Gomez?
Oh, I love that song. Okay. Yeah, please play that song. That's a good one.
It's playing.
Okay.
I was walking down the street the other day, trying to distract myself, but then I see your face. Oh wait, that's someone I saw, trying to play a coy, trying to make it disappear. But just like the Battle of Troy, there's nothing subtle here. In my room there's a king-size space, bigger than it used to be. If you want, you can rent that place. Call me an amenity. Even if it's in my dreams. Fraction of my mind. Oh, every time I watch you slip and tie in. Oh, I'm trying, I'm trying. I'll be the brush. Ooh, you're taking up a
fraction of my mind. Oh, every time I watch you slipping tight. Oh, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying. Oh, trying, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying. Not to think about you. I'm a bad liar. And oh, baby, let's make reality. I'm a bad liar.
That was spooky. I like that. Thanks for the suggestion, Ben.
You know what's spooky?
Yeah, okay. this is breaking, this is, actually.
Well, okay, so I was on Twitter during the song, as I do, and I just saw this announcement. So there are these two websites called Gothamist and DNA Info. They're news orgs, which I really like. And they just, like, completely... like, they're local media, so they, like, focus on New York. Like, DNA Info is, like, a really great, like, local way to focus on New York. And they have a Chicago one, too. And all the employees just were laid off, but, like, no one saw it coming. They were, like, tweeting out their articles, like, 30 minutes ago, and now it's over.
That's crazy.
That's just so terrible. Like, could you imagine that?
No. Who is it funded by?
I don't know. I have to do more research.
Yeah. That is spooky. You know what's spooky? The job market.
Yeah. It's so spooky, Lauren. Like, I'm never gonna get a job, huh?
Me neither. I need someone. If you're like a computer science major and like want to take me in, I would appreciate that.
I also think what's spooky too is like, this is a really good example about how there's no more local reporting. Like, there are no reporters in state houses anymore, and spooky stuff happens in our like local cities and state houses. Like, it's so necessary. Yeah. Wow. And you know what's also spooky? Wow. Listen to this, though.
Yeah.
So they had, last week, they voted to unionize.
Whoa!
The newsrooms. I don't know. It's spooky. Especially how media is just all controlled now by, like, billionaires who buy the media companies, and it's at their will.
Right. It's super consolidated. Yeah.
People are just, sorry, this is not part, we didn't plan for this. And also, people are like trying to destroy unions any way they can. And that's spooky too.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's spooky. Play a song?
That is really spooky. I don't have a response to that other than, yeah, that's really, really spooky. Okay, I'm going to play a song. This is called Evil. That's kind of spooky,
yeah,
right?
Totally.
It's called Evil. It's the RAC remix by James Vincent McMorrow.
Every time I watch you step in time. Oh, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying strong. Cause I'm so damn tired. What you want from me? Maybe you already have it. Will we ever reach the point where this fits me like? No.
So we were going to do recommended reads, but I think that's a, I think we're just going to skip it this week.
Sorry,
no, wait, you know what? I also feel like it means more when we like you mostly, but sometimes me like actually have things that we've read and enjoyed. Because otherwise it's just, a little bit lackluster. So we'll skip it this week. Any recommended watches for this week?
I watched this Vox documentary mm-hmm. on, like, the border of the Arctic Ocean. I learned a lot.
Interesting. I love, like, on YouTube, I love, like, the Vox doc. I feel like I could get, like, they're short, too. They're not that long.
I like them.
I feel like I can totally get into, like, a black hole with them and just,
yeah.
like, it's well, like Ellen YouTube videos.
How, like, Russia's trying to take over the Arctic.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, see, I guess I was late to the game.
Yeah. I've read a piece on it.
It was interesting.
Probably in Vox. Well, that's actually a good recommended watch. That's very educational. We talked about the Demi documentary last week. I won't bring it up again.
I still haven't watched it, Lauren.
It's good. You got to watch it. Also, Riverdale. Should we do a Riverdale recap?
I haven't watched the second episode.
Ben!
I'm telling you, I don't even know what I do with my, like, time or life. Oh man. That's spooky, huh?
That is spooky. I
just got sad all of a sudden.
No, because of the journalism thing.
Yeah, I think all of a sudden this is spooky.
Yeah.
I just think I've been having some like complicated like future feelings about like what I want to do.
Yeah.
And then I feel spooky and scared about how like everything seems, all the professions I'm interested in are like not growing. They're shrinking.
That's so true. Yeah. Like, I feel like the areas that are growing, it's, like, healthcare and technology, computer science, like, those kinds of things. But I feel like the areas that we're looking in, more you than me, but, like, in the social sector for me and, like, in journalism and...
But, like, even for and you, like...
It's not,
places
like...
Places are losing grants from the government.
I know. It's not like, that... It's not growing,
being,
yeah.
Like, put different places.
Yeah.
Like, yeah... The job market is, like, pretty spooky. And, like, just... You know what I think is spooky?
Yeah.
As a senior, you have to sit with so many unknowns.
Mm-hmm.
Like, on Monday, I was in Pilates. No, Wednesday, I was in Pilates class. And I just asked the person on the mat next to me.
Yeah.
It's a tough class. Like, how are you doing? And
yeah.
She's like, oh, I had a good day. I got a job offer.
I hate that.
Oh my god, that's so exciting. Like,
right.
Congratulations.
Right.
And then she was like, yeah, I'm so pumped. And I'm like...
Oh, that's awful. I hate it. I wish science. Like I just don't, if you, okay, if you know me and you get a job, no, I'm just kidding. I was gonna say if you know me and get a job offer, don't tell me, but I'm also very happy for you. But it's hard. It's also hard because when you're someone who's looking in areas like we're looking in, the hiring doesn't happen until like
April. Or May.
Yeah. And it's just not like they don't even know if they're gonna have the resources or the money or whatever to give to you. Like now, let alone in like March, you know what I mean, of next year. It happens so late.
Yeah.
Man, that's so spooky.
Yeah.
But you know what? Okay, let's switch to a happier topic. You know what I love lately?
What?
Is it's getting colder finally. I feel like it was so hot and
it's hot today,
gross. Today was, I know.
Today's
was
weather
hot.
Is
I know.
Spooky.
It was spooky.
Like 68 degrees in November.
I'm trying to pull a positive out of here.
You know what? I haven't had to turn on my heat yet. That's been nice.
That is actually so
my
true. Me neither.
My utilities bill was so low this month.
Yeah. I've not had to turn on my heat. That is so true.
We also try not to turn on our heat till like mid-November.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And we don't, it's like you don't even really need it
I
right
just
now.
I just sleep in a sweatshirt and sweatpants and some socks and I'm good.
Right. So I'm thinking about investing in a heated, like an electric blanket.
You know what you do instead? You put your computer charger on your bed because mine overheats.
Mm.
Warms up my whole bed. I think that's like super dangerous.
One time my charger broke. It was an Apple charger and it broke for my computer. So I bought one offline. It was off Amazon. It was like kind of cheap.
Did it start a fire?
Well, no. I had put it got put behind a pillow and as it was charging. So it's behind this pillow and it just melted. Like the charger just straight up melted and I couldn't use it. It broke and I couldn't use it after that. So maybe don't buy your charger for like
mine
15
is
bucks
like
off Amazon.
I have one and it gets so hot. Like sometimes it burns me a little bit.
Yeah. My
Do you
old
think
one.
If I brought it to Apple, they'd give me a new one.
No, I don't think so. I feel like, well, I don't know. You could try. But I just got a new computer with a new charger and it doesn't like heat up like my old one did, unfortunately.
Oh, so it can't heat your bed.
So it can't heat my bed. But my housemate had an electric blanket and we went abroad. I don't know if you knew that, but we went abroad. And one of the subletters like
broke it?
No, like took it as his own.
What?
And like slept with it and like did whatever with Ugh. It. And so now it's like kind of on our couch and we all like still use it because we don't have standards, but like we don't know how to wash it because it's like an electric blanket.
Yeah, how do you wash an electric blanket?
I don't know. So now we just call it the redacted blanket and we just like all are kind of okay with using it because it feels really nice and it's really warm. But if you know how to wash an electric blanket, please let us know.
My grandma uses one but she sleeps on top of it.
Yeah, that's so cute.
Like it's like
a, that's
like,
such a grandma
so
thing.
Like a heated mattress pad kind of.
My grandma also has an electric blanket. Is that an old person thing?
I think when you're old you get cold.
That's true. Like I'm already
like
cold
like
though.
My grandparents in Willy Wonka.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, and they're in bed all the
Isn't
time.
Spooky.
Yeah.
Those four adults like live in the same bed. Like if you could never put my grandparents on both sides in the same
bed. In one bed.
That would not go well.
No. Can you imagine like never leaving your bed?
Yes. I love my bed.
I do too, actually.
I could totally stay in my bed for like 24 hours if I could like you go to the bathroom. Not in my bed, but you know, like get up to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh, easily.
I have days like that. But then I feel like really restless, you know?
Oh, I can entertain myself forever.
Really?
Like, I could just, like, lie in bed, sit on my computer, read a book. Like, I loved... This summer, I lounged, Lauren.
Did you?
Yeah.
You know what's not spooky about the job market is the fact that you can, like, go home after work and you don't have anything to do.
I think about this like literally all the time.
I think about it all the time.
Because like I work at this youth shelter in Cambridge and my boss, she always has the best lunches.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, and they're always leftovers from her dinner and for mm-hmm. dinner every night she makes extra for her lunch.
Yeah.
And these are like not like low-key dinners. Like these are like really good dinners. And I was like, Catherine, like, how do you have time to do this? And she's like, because I go home from work and I have nothing to do.
That's so true. So wait, like, that's a nice story. It makes me feel good, actually.
So she makes herself these like delicious, delicious meals.
Can you give us like an example of one of her recipes?
Ooh, okay. This week she had like these roasted veggies with the with like a special sauce, mm-hmm. a homemade like tzatziki sauce, like tzatziki. With like this like spice rubbed chicken.
Oh my gosh.
And other like lemon, like all this stuff. It looked so good.
That sounds so good.
Sometimes she has like soups or like
oh my gosh.
Tacos.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's wild.
Do you have a fall recipe that you've been cooking lately?
Oh, did I tell you about the soup I made, Lauren?
No.
Okay. Potato leek kale soup.
What?
So here's what you do. It's actually so easy. So you cut up the potatoes.
Yeah.
No, the leeks. You saute them for like 20 minutes.
Okay.
With onions if you have. I didn't have onions. In butter, okay. Ideally. Then you have chopped up potatoes, And you pour in chicken broth or veggie broth. Then you put in the potatoes and you bring it to a boil. Mm-hmm. You let it boil. And then you bring it to a boil and then you let it simmer for like 20 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Then at the end, you throw in kale.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so, because the kale doesn't take long to, like,
blanch. Right, that's fast.
Then,
after,
like, a couple minutes of that, you throw in cream or milk. And then you let that go for, like, 10 minutes. Then, so now you've had the leeks, the potatoes, and the kale, and the chicken broth. Oh, garlic. You want garlic. Then you add the dairy. Then you take your immersion blender, or if you don't have one of those, which I didn't, you put it in a magic bullet. You ladle it into a magic bullet. Don't burn yourself. I did. And then you magic bullet it to blend it all together. It's so good and creamy.
That sounds so good.
It's so simple. Lots of salt and pepper. Oh, and then I added dill at the end. Some fresh dill.
Oh, for a little dang. Tiny bite. So I made this, my fall recipe is I made this, this is really not that as exciting as yours, but, I made a, like, it's sort of like a bean stew thing. I don't really know how the texturally was a little weird, flavor wise on point. I took like a can of charred tomatoes, a can of chickpeas, a can of black beans, sauteed some onion and garlic, kind of threw it all together. It almost was like a sauce, like you could eat it in something.
I know exactly
something.
What it is. I make this thing sometimes.
You know what I mean? It's just like something you just like, you're just like, I just threw this together. It's whatever. And the spices.
Did you crack eggs in it?
I didn't, but you totally could.
That's your big mistake.
Like some like shakshuka kind of taste and stuff. No, yeah, I didn't do that. But I feel like it's very versatile. I ate it in a quesadilla. I ate it on top of kale. You could crack eggs in it. Like it's
it
literally like it lasts forever. I put it in a mason jar in my fridge.
Yeah, I do that a lot. Canned tomatoes are like my secret.
Yes.
I mean, they're not like my secret, but like I'm using them all the time.
Yeah.
Because it's like, they're easy.
They're easy. And they, if you, like, I prefer charred tomatoes. I feel like there's a little more flavor.
Those. Just more flavor.
More flavor, I think. Or sometimes I get them with like chili in them. It's a little spicy.
Nice.
Depends on what you're interested in. It's very good. I Trader Joe's has charred tomatoes with chili and it's delicious.
I just do it a lot like with eggs or like pasta.
Yeah.
Because I don't like to buy tomato sauce because it's just like all sugar.
Yes. My other go-to dish is like rice. Like I get this wild rice mix from Trader Joe's with like kale and like green onion, garlic, salt, pepper, some onion powder in it. And then I crack an egg on top and like cook that. And that is so good. Do I what?
Do you eat meat?
Not really, actually. I don't... This is so stupid and I hate myself for saying this, but like I don't want to like label myself, but
oh my
I
God.
Don't really eat meat. So actually we could do
a song.
You could do a vegetarian recipe segment. Maybe that'll be my thing. What?
I thought you didn't want to label yourself a vegetarian.
I know, I know. I'll have to think of a name for it. If you have a suggestion for a name of what I could call my like undefined eater segment.
I eat meat, but yeah. I don't particularly love to cook it.
Yeah. I just don't, personally, I find like when I cook meat, I don't really like the taste of it. And like when I go out and someone actually knows how to prepare meat, I like think it's really good and I would happily eat that, but I just wouldn't cook it for myself. I am too. Okay, let's play a song.
Let me see if I can find one.
I have a song to play.
Oh, okay.
You're not going to like it. It's not spooky, but it's whatever. This is also from October 2017 playlist on Spotify. Playlist is public. Check it out. This is called Memorized by Exes.
Crying on the car ride home and I'm trying to be fine alone, but we're not talking at all.
drove for miles. I will try to memorize the corners of your smile.
Okay, that was Memorize by X's. I really like that song a lot.
Me too.
So I'm going to read a PSA really quick, running out of time, but do a quick PSA. This is a PSA for Food Not Bombs, which is an organization actually over in Cambridge that I worked with a little bit this summer. And they're really cool. They're based out of someone's house, and it's very loosely organized, but a really interesting idea for the organization. So here's their PSA. Food Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan or vegetarian food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using the consensus process. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking nonviolent, direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in line to eat at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that food is a right and not a privilege. For more information, visit foodnotbombs.com.
That's really good.
.net, sorry. They're a really, really cool organization. A lot of the food that they serve is food that's rescued or repurposed, so food awesome. That would get thrown away that they save. And they're great. It's really great to support like local grassroots organizations like that that are doing awesome things really close to home. So would recommend.
Nice.
Should we... Let's sign end. Off pretty
yeah,
soon here.
Let's end on just a couple songs.
Okay.
I have a song.
You have a song?
Yeah, it's not spooky, but I like it.
Okay.
Okay.
What song do you have? What are we going to play?
It's called You're the One.
You're the One. Who's it by?
It's by Kate Trinada.
Okay. That sounds good.
I'm going to play it.
Let's sign off. Yeah. You have been listening to Hymn Hunters International on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio. This was our third spooky episode. And thank you for listening. We're on Thursdays at 5. Thank you to DJ Paprika before us who gave us a little intro. I think one day we like might do
a double show,
which I think could be really fun.
I have to be a little late, but I can do it.
I would have to be a little late too because I get off work at four, but we could do it. It'd be cool. Fun. Okay. Stay tuned for that. If you have any suggestions for our theme next week, give us a call, text us, Facebook message us. Don't call us.
We'll not pick up the phone.
Okay, wait, so what are you playing?
You're the One.
How long is it?
I don't know. We'll see. We have to play another song.
Okay, here we go.
Just can't say no to, just can't say no. gets better.